And I want to give to you what he pressed into my heart on my way in this morning. I said, I celebrate you, Father, of all creation. I celebrate your grace to me and the open doors to know you more. I praise Jesus, who showed me the actions and ways of my Father. Jesus, thank you. And Holy Spirit, you brought forth on Tuesday the real presence of the fear of the Lord. I need to see and understand what that entails, and to have the hunger to live by it, and to trust like Jesus did, oneness with my Father. So he took me to John chapter 10. So I want you to go to John chapter 10. Thank you, Lord. In John chapter 10, starting with verse 22, then came the feast of dedication at Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was in the temple area walking in Solomon's colonnade. The Jews gathered around him, saying, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I did tell you, but you do not believe. The miracles that I do in my Father's name speak for me, but you do not believe because you are not my sheep." Now that is intense. "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them an eternal life and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand." No one. No shark. Got it? "My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one." Again, the Jews picked up stones to stone him. But Jesus said to them, "I have shown you many great miracles from the Father. For which of these do you stone me?" "We are not stoning you for any of these," replied the Jews, "but for blasphemy. Because you, a mere man, claim to be God." Jesus answered them, "Is it not written in your law, 'I have said you are gods'?" That's, by the way, in one of the Psalms. "If he called them gods, to whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, what about the one whom the Father sets apart as his very own and sent into the world? Why then do you accuse me of blasphemy because I said I am God's son? Do not believe me unless I do what my Father does. But I do it even though you do not believe me. Believe the miracles that you have known and understand that the Father is in me and I am in the Father." Now I want to skip forward to John chapter 14. In John chapter 14, he makes a definite declaration in verse 6. "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said, "Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus answered, "Don't you know me, Philip, even after I have been among you such a long time? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? Notice it's the same words he gave in the previous place. The words that I say to you are not just my own. Rather, it is the Father living in me. So is the Father and the awareness of your Father being living in you, can you hold on to that truth if you're still angry at your natural father? Because you would have automatically have a repelling reflection. If you're angry at your father, if you don't honor your father, if you don't honor your mother, because you expect them to be perfect, because they should be, but they're not. My father wasn't perfect, neither one of them. But I had to come to the place where all my pride and all my conditions of perfection had to be dealt with in my own heart and get off my throne that I thought I was more godly than he was by judging him. Mm-hmm. Finally, the Holy Spirit said to me, your earthly father is not a reflection of my father. And I thought, oh my God, because the Holy Ghost was on the job. He was showing me that I was using comparison and it was wrong. I was the judge. And he was the byproduct of all my judgments. And he said, until you get rid of the pride that says that I should have chosen a perfect father for you, I have been a perfect father for you. But it's the father of your spirit that I am and not the father of your flesh. And boy, it was a wake up. And I can remember driving to Palmer. And I couldn't make it under the underpass. Because there's a one-way underpass. I couldn't make it. I parked the car there and bawled my eyes out and confessed my sin that I had judged my earthly dad and expected him to be like my heavenly father. And they were not the same. They had no relationship. So my judgments had to start with, okay, my earthly dad is not perfect. The first one wasn't perfect. Neither was the second one. But my heavenly father was. And I had an example as I watched Jesus and looked at what he did to prove to me that that heavenly father had my best interest at heart. And I didn't believe it for a long time. My belief system was in the natural. It was in the judgments. It was in the fault finding. It was in the anger. It was in all the things that I perceived were godly. And all of a sudden, my battle was not against flesh and blood. It was against pride and arrogance and lawlessness. Well, now that's a whole set of new things that I had to see, that I had in me. I couldn't look at my father's failure. I had to look at my own. I had to look at where I was, who I was, and what I was, so that all that house cleaning could take place, so that I could become the real child of my heavenly father and a younger brother to the firstborn. The younger brother to the firstborn is also taking example from the older brother. And that's what Jesus was telling these guys. Hey, I'm your older brother. You have an option to become like me because you've seen your father in me. You've seen his actions. You've seen his heart. You've seen his love. He wasn't afraid of the epileptic. He wasn't afraid of the people that were stuck in any kind of sin. I mean, it didn't matter to him that the woman had five husbands. It wasn't an issue. He was the one that was giving them living water. That's why he came. That's why the Holy Spirit is in all of us. And his intention is to clean house. Go back to the word now. Verse 10. Don't you believe, again, the believing aspect, that I am in my Father, or in the Father, and that the Father is in me. The words I say to you are not just my own. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me, or at least believe in the evidence of the miracles themselves. So he's giving them an option. If you're thinking you're going to get perfection out of anyone else, that includes your mom and dad. You give them honor because God gave you those two to honor in spite of their imperfections. He gave you those two to honor and lift up before the Father because you're doing what your heavenly Father has given you an instruction to do, and that's what you're facing. And it's a wonderful place to be in, because now the revelation's going to take you higher, and you'll be able to be an example to those that are look around you and say, gee, she's not perfect, he's not perfect, but the one that lives in them is perfect. Verse 12, I tell you the truth, anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. Faith in Jesus will complete the work. He will do even greater things than these because I am going to the Father. Are we believing that? Yes, we are. And I will do whatever you ask in my name or my nature, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father, that you may ask me for anything in my name, in my nature, and I will do it. And it goes on and on. I want to give you a couple more scriptures to verify it, but I have a sense to stop. In John 17, verse 11 and verse 22, you've got another confirmation of being unified. And in him, we have all the pieces to the puzzle. And so with him, we have the fullness of the Father available to us. So, Father, make us one. Do it. Father, make us one.
That the world may know.
That the world may know that you bless your Son. Father, make us one. Jesus, make us one. Jesus, make us one. Jesus, make us one. That, we rang a bell on that one. May know that you have come. That you have come. Jesus, make us one. Would you stand, please? Father, make us one.
Do it again.
Father, make us one.
That the world may know.
That the world may know that you sent your Son. Father, make us one.
Now get a little closer. If the football players can do this in an open field, we can do this before our Heavenly Father. Father, we humble ourselves today. And we ask you to forgive us for our arrogance.
Yes.
And all the judgments that we have passed against those that were lifted up before us. As parents, as people in authority, as doctors and nurses and people who took care of our bodies. And Lord, for the priesthood that you placed in the living church that is alive, even these that may have thought they had all the answers didn't. And we learn that now. But we love them and respect them because they did their best with what they knew. We lift up our fathers because they did their best with what they knew. And we lift up our mothers because they did their best with what they knew. Say, Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
give us again,
give us again
the grace I need,
the grace I need,
so that I can love them,
so that I can love them,
and honor them,
and honor them,
like you showed me,
like you showed me,
with your Son,
with your Son.
He honored his Father,
he honored his Father,
he honored his Mother,
he honored his Mother,
and he honored you,
and he honored you,
as his Heavenly Father,
as his Heavenly Father,
and my Heavenly Father,
and my Heavenly Father.
the Father of all creation.
The Father of all creation.
And he loved me.
And he loved me.
Enough.
Enough.
To send me into that house.
To send me into that house.
That he chose for me.
That he chose for me.
Because he had a plan.
Because he had a plan.
And it's a plan.
And it's a plan.
That's greater than I understand.
That's greater than I understand.
You wrote about it in your book.
You wrote about it in your book.
And yes, Father, I'm very nosy.
And yes, Father, I'm very nosy.
I want to know.
I want to know.
The next level.
The next level.
Of your revelation.
Of your revelation.
We declare this to be your bread.
We declare this to be your bread.
The bread of life.
The bread of life.
The living bread.
The living bread.
The lamb.
The lamb.
That was slain.
That was slain.
We could live.
That we could live.
That we could live.
And we declare.
And we declare.
The cup of his blood.
The cup of his blood.
To wash away.
To wash away.
The arrogance.
The arrogance.
The pride.
The pride.
And all the reasonings.
And all the reasonings.
We use to justify.
We use to justify.
That they didn't deserve honor.
That they didn't deserve honor.
I repent today.
I repent today.
I break those thought patterns.
I break those thought patterns.
My parents did the best I could.
My parents did the best that they could.
Because they knew.
Because they knew.
What they knew.
What they knew.
To the best of their ability.
To the best of their ability.
If they gave me away.
If they gave me away.
Several times.
Several times.
Because I didn't do it their way.
Because I didn't do it their way.
That's okay too.
That's okay too.
Because you.
Because you.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Showed me an example.
Showed me an example.
To love.
To love.
To honor.
To honor.
And obey.
And obey.
Every step of the way.
Every step of the way.
So that you could truly impart.
So that you could truly impart.
The love flow from our Heavenly Father.
The love flow from our Heavenly Father.
Into our hearts today.
Into our hearts today.
And never to change.
And never to change.
Our hearts.
Our hearts today.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Higher and higher.
Higher and higher.
Deeper and deeper.
Deeper and deeper.
Into the knowledge of our Creator.
Into the knowledge of our Creator.
Who's never failed.
Who's never failed.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.